And Lord, now we lift up Monica's granddaughter Haley to you, Lord. You know everything that is in her heart and in her mind and in her spirit, Lord. And Father, you know the situations that are in this situation, happening. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would take control. Lord, that you would do what man cannot do. That we come against the confusion that is in her heart and in her mind, Father, and we pray for clarity. We pray, Lord, that you would give her the mind of Christ and that she would be in her right thinking, Lord God, that her mind would be stayed upon you. Father, I pray that you would interrupt the thoughts that are waging in her heart and in her mind, Lord, and help her to just have a sudden consciousness that something's not right here. For some reason now I'm beginning to understand that I've been confused. And I need to change my way of thinking about this. Lord, only you can do those things. Only you can change hearts and lives and minds, Lord, and draw them. And so, Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over this entire situation. We thank you that you're going to go before and that you're going to handle everything, Lord. And we thank you for restoring peace in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for giving us wisdom on what to do and how to do and going before us, Lord, and preparing our way. And we thank you, Lord, that you do there's nothing impossible with you, Lord. There's nothing that you cannot do. And you love us with an everlasting love, and you want to give us your best. And so, Lord, we ask you to give us your best, because however you work it out, it'll be right, and it'll be better for everybody. And so, Lord, we just thank you, God, for your love and your grace and your sufficiency and all that you are, for your might and your power, Lord, because you do things that we cannot do for ourselves. And, Father, we just lift up Natalie Grigo's prayer request. Father, for all of those with health issues, Father, we just know that there are a lot of people out there that are battling with chronic conditions, and Lord, with health issues, Lord, and they don't know what to do about them. Sometimes the doctors don't know what to do for them, and sometimes, Lord, they want to do what's good for themselves, but they don't really know what they ought to do or how they ought to do. They don't know what to leave off and what to add on, Lord, to their lifestyle that would bring changes, Lord, in their health. And so, Father, we just ask you to give them your wisdom today, Lord, and to impress upon their spirits like what they should eat and what they should not, what will hurt them and what won't hurt them, what will help them. Lord, if they need to lose weight, give them the strength to eat better, and show them what they need to eat. And Lord, we pray, Father, that you would, Lord, just give them the grace, Lord, to, sometimes they don't like certain things, Lord, but you are able, Lord, to help them to acquire a taste for those things, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, that you would go before and touch them, Lord, and help them to look to you and trust in you, Lord, and not lean to their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge you so that you can direct their paths. And Lord, we just pray, Lord God, for those that are battling like sugar diabetes, Lord, or heart issues, or different dreaded diseases like cancer, Lord, Father, for things that they don't have a cure for, and that they tell people, well, we can try this and we can try that and we can do this and see if it helps, but they really don't know how to handle it. Lord, I pray that you would give the doctors wisdom, Lord, and that you would send people across their people's path, Lord, to give them solutions, Lord, to their health issues, and let them be willing, Lord, to try different things. And then, Lord, we pray that those things would work, and that because it does work, that they're willing to stick. And Lord, then we pray, Lord, that you would help them to acquire a taste for those things, Lord, and change their mind, Lord, about how they should handle these health issues, Lord. And give them the mind of Christ, Lord. Give them your mind and your heart. And let them know, Lord, that you just want to do them good. You look through the whole earth to find someone that you can show yourself strong to. Lord, you are interested in everything in our lives. And we thank you because you are such a mighty God. And you love us with such an everlasting love that we can't even comprehend that kind of supernatural love that you have for us, because we only know the love that we have, and sometimes the love that we have is our own fleshly love, and it doesn't go far enough, Lord, but You can help your love to rise up in us, Lord, and let it be the perfect solution to whatever we face. In Jesus' name, amen. We give you praise.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525, a company that cares.
We hope today's edition of the...
We made him stutter. We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Y'all, our guest today is our sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. Her title for this morning is Faithfulness.
Mm-hmm. And so we are talking about the faithfulness of God. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to turn to John, the 10th chapter and the 29th verse. John, the 10th chapter and the 29th verse. And it says, this is the words of Jesus, and he was talking to his disciples. And actually, he was talking to a lot of people, to his disciples and to a lot of people. Because in verse 19, it says, therefore, there was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he has a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? And others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believed me not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Then he goes on to say the one that I was going to read. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And then in 1 Peter 5 and 6, in 1 Peter, First Peter 5 and verse 6, it says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And so, now I want to... I want to go to Proverbs 20 and 6. and it says, a faithful man who can find. A faithful man who can find. And then it answers it by saying in Psalms 12:1, help, Lord, for the godly man ceases. Ceases. That's spelled C-E-A-S-E-T-H. For the faithful fail from among the children of men. You know, and there's another place that says, I don't know the reference right off, but it says, vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man. We have to put our trust in God. He is the faithful one that will help us. And so in here it said, for the godly man ceases. You know, there's very few godly people. We have to really be careful who our friends are, because they can influence us so greatly. And so, anyway, so then in Micah 6:8, it says, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. And then in 1 Corinthians 4:2, it says, moreover, it is required. Now here we're talking about, we had been talking about the faithfulness of God before. Now we're talking about it getting into our faithfulness. You know, I said we talk about faithfulness as far as God is concerned, his faithfulness. But then we have a part to play. We have to do our part. And we have to, obedience is our part. And so he says, in 1 Corinthians 4:2, moreover, it is required in stewards. Now, a steward is something, is a person that has responsibilities, and they have, like, it's their job, you know. Like you work on a job, and you are a steward of your boss's business or his time. You know, you are a steward. You have to use your time to do what you know your job to be. Don't just sit there and do your own thing. You know, you have, because if you do that, you're not going to be employed very long. You know, you do it for your own self, actually, but you know, you do it for the benefit of your boss and your company, because he's paying you good money to do that. So it says, moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And so then in Ecclesiastes 12:14, it says, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You know, sometimes we don't know everything that we need to know about a situation. And sometimes we have wrong information. And so, but God is never wrong. He knows everything from the beginning to the end. He knows all the stuff we don't know. And if he tells you to do something, you're blessing yourself if you're obedient. Because he says here, he's going to bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. And, you know, he's going to reveal those things. It's going to be, sometimes he talks about it being shouted from the housetops. How many of us would like to have some things shouted from the housetops? We don't. We would rather keep them hidden. We would rather keep them hidden because it's not everybody's business, you know. And so, but he says, for God shall bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And he will reveal those things that need to be revealed. So Matthew 16:27 says, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Now, you know, we're not saved by works, but we have works because we believe, you know, and we want to please God, and so we want to do his works, you know. And so, and we will be rewarded for our works. As a man sows, so shall he reap. If we sow good things and do the will of God, you know, and a lot of times we don't think that we're adequate, and sometimes we're not, but he is our sufficiency, and he'll give us what we need. And so there was a situation this week that happened with me. I don't know if I called them or if they called me, but I was talking to this certain person, and they began to express to me that they did not feel adequate enough to do a certain thing, because they are more affluent in another language. They are bilingual, but they are more proficient speaking Spanish than they are in speaking English. And so sometimes when they speak English, they don't know quite what word to use, and it makes them feel real inadequate. And so they were saying, I am not going to speak anymore in English. I'm going to speak in Spanish all the time. And so, and this is the first time that I've ever been asked to do this. So they said, because you don't understand Spanish, we love you, and we don't, it's really hard for us to ask you to do this, but I'm going to ask you not to come anymore. You know, I mean, they didn't exactly say it that way, but they said, since you can't understand it, it's not going to do you any good to be there. And I'm going, this is the first time I've been asked to not come to church, you know. Wow. And so, I mean, I didn't know what to say, but I didn't. I felt sorry for him because he was feeling inadequate to do the job that he felt like he needed to do. And so I didn't want to say, well, I'm, you know. So I just said, okay, you know. Wow. And I got, and I said, Lord, you know, just help him. Just help him. I don't know what to say, and I can't say anything. You're going to have to, one of those things, you're going to have to handle this situation because I don't know. I put it in your hands. Well, so then I was talking to a friend of mine, and they said, they had talked to him, and he had told them, you know, and there were two people that this person that I that's my friend, she's a bilingual friend too, and then there's another Spanish lady that is also bilingual. And they were talking to him, and they said, well, you know, we're going to miss her or whatever. And so he got to thinking about things, and he changed his mind. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, maybe I think I can go ahead and handle this one time, you know. He usually had two different times during the week, and I didn't go to all of them, you know, because like sometimes the way that my schedule is, I go out of town two Sundays. I try to go two Sundays a month out of town. So when I do that, I'm not able to go to his on Sunday. So I'm not there all the time. And so, but he said, I think she could still come on Thursday night, and I'd be all right with that. And I said, thank you, Lord, because that just had disappointed me so much, because I really thought highly of this guy. And he has, even in his feeling of inadequacy, he has been a great encouragement to me. And I just couldn't believe that he would ask me not to come.
Yeah.
You know, and so I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you know, that he changed his mind. Only Amen. God could do that.
Amen.
Only God could do that. And I just, you know, I just put it in God's hands. Mm-hmm. And God did that. So, you know, when I say God's been good to me, he's been good to me. Amen. And he does all of us good like that. Mm-hmm. He's not a respecter of persons. He'll do us good. And he will. And I told this friend of mine, I said, well, I thought he did just fine on the words that he came up with. And they said, well, we did too, because we'd look over there at you and we could just tell, all it was just written all over your face that you understood him and that you were agreeing with him and that, you know, you were receiving from him. And I said, yeah, I understood it perfectly. You know, I mean, he didn't need to use any other words. You know, he was doing great. But see, that's the devil's business, to try to discourage him and tell him he's not good enough. Mm-hmm. And he was being deceived for a little while.
Yeah.
He believed the lie of the enemy. But he got his eyes. God, you know, got in there and got him to thinking right. And so I just, praise the Lord, I still get to go on Thursdays.
Amen.
You know, so anyway.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning from all of us here in the studio. Myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and our sweet sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time. Mm-hmm.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.